and many more, along with several guest speakers and nonprofit organization booths. Again, that's the 17th annual Global Cannabis March and Rally, Saturday, May 7th, noon to 6 p.m. at Pioneer Courthouse Square, 701 Southwest 6th Avenue in Portland. More information is available at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Grendel's, a neighborhood coffee house offering organic coffee, sandwiches for breakfast and lunch, and Wi-Fi. Proud to support KBOO, Grendel's is open every day at East Burnside and 8th. Information at 503-595-9550 or grendelscoffee.com.
Good morning, good morning. This is KBOO 90.7 FM on your radio dial. I am Abe Proctor. This is the Abe and Joe Talk Radio program. It'll just be me today. Joe wasn't able to be here today. But really, that's not nearly the most important thing happening today. What is the most important thing happening today? This is the last day of KBOO Spring Membership Drive. Yes, the very last day of the drive. That means that we need to rake in as much cash as we possibly can. So for once, all of us at KBOO are in line with the prevailing capitalist ethos. Show us the money, KBOO listeners. Why? Because this station makes your life better. This station makes you a more informed, more engaged citizen. This station means you have really good taste in music if you tune in during the latter periods of the day. There is nothing that comes through your speakers when you turn your radio to KBOO that doesn't enrich your life. And that is worth something. So I want you to pick up the phone, 877-500-5266. Become a member of KBOO today. If you're already a member, consider increasing your contribution. Just bump it up a notch. You know, think of it as a an extra large coffee drink. You know, maybe you're paying $5 a month. Maybe you can bump that up to $10 a month. There's some math involved there that I'm pretty sure means that would give us some more money, which we desperately need. It sounds crass, I know. It's base for me to come on here and ask for your money. But that's what I'm doing because this radio station depends on it, literally. This is one of the few cause and effect relationships that you can count on in this life. You can draw a direct line between the amount of support we receive from our listeners and this station's ability to remain on the air. We don't have commercials. We don't have government support. We don't have a sugar daddy. We have you, the community. We are you, the community. And we need your support. 877-500-5266. If you want to make a contribution on one of the internet tubes, you can do that. Point your internet machine to kboo.fm. Look for the donate button. It'll be on the left. Click on that, and the rest is easy. It's all easy when you're part of the KBOO family. All it takes is a small sacrifice, a small contribution on your part to keep this radio station coming across the air, coming through your speakers, into your eardrums, and into your brain, where it gloriously harmonizes with your gentle spirit and is set forth back into the world again in the form of a more enlightened, more engaged community of which you are an integral part. So besides all that, which is really fun, I would like to have a conversation with you on the air on this program today. The number to call for that, 503-231-8187. It is election season. This is the weirdest election season in living memory. Oh, that's a bit grandiose. Maybe it isn't. In my memory, since I've been a voter, since I've been aware of politics, this is by far the strangest election I've ever witnessed. And who knows how it's going to turn out. But here's what I'd like to hear from you today. All bets are off today. It's the last day of the pledge drive. All bets are off. What I want to hear is this. How would you like to see this election turn out? And beyond that, if you had a magic wand, if you could wave that magic wand and you could create the society you wanted to create, what would that look like? And how would we get there? Does it stem from a positive outcome in this election and a series of positive outcomes in upcoming elections? Does it involve a constitutional convention to fundamentally change the way our society engages with the world and with its citizens and with citizens of other nations? Does it involve a secession? The formation of the Cascadia Republic, is that the path to your ideal civilization? Does it involve anarchy? Does it involve blowing up, not literally, the machinery of government and turning things back over to the people? The ultimate in local control. Is that your path to a better society, to an ideal way to live? That's what I'm interested in hearing about today. In and around, you know, making contributions to this radio station, which you can do by picking up the phone, dialing 877-500-5266, or you can pick up your internet machine. Well, maybe you won't pick it up. Maybe you will. Maybe you're holding your internet machine in your hands right now. Point it to KBOO.fm. Click on the donate button. Become a member of KBOO today. You know it's the right thing to do. There's a primary in Indiana today. Not exactly sure how that's going to play out. Does it really matter how it's going to play out? Do you have the inescapable feeling that this whole game has been rigged from the get-go? I feel that way sometimes. But then I look at Donald Trump and I say, no, if you're going to rig this whole game, why go with that guy? If you have an answer to that question, I'm interested in hearing it. 503-231-8187 is the number to call to talk with us on the air today. You can also leave a comment on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/Abe and Joe. Also, we're on the Twitter machine this morning at HonestAbe72. We can take your feedback through all three of those media. That's just how we roll here at KBOO. Let's call the phones. Who do we have, Steve? Dennis, good morning.
Hello?
Hello, what's on your mind?
Okay, there's someone that I would support. I would support Jill Stein of the Green Party.
Why?
Because I think that kind of alternative is involving peace and it involves peace and justice than the other candidates do. It just does.
Hmm.
I don't know if I express myself well, but that's, I've always thought that the Green Party was the best choice.
I'm in agreement with you. I think the platform of the Green Party resonates most closely with my personal beliefs. It's unfortunate that they haven't gained enough traction locally and nationally to be a real force in American politics.
Yeah.
So, keeping with the theme I spoke about a moment ago, do you think the rise of a progressive third party like the Greens, is that our path to a more enlightened society?
Absolutely. I mean, it really does. And, you know, some people would say, well, look what happened when Ralph Nader came in. You know, he and many of my friends were upset because I voted for him. I voted for him the first time. And then when he ran the second time, I thought, well, I don't want to see any more Bush. But I think that the people need to see some of these views. I really do. It's time to refresh the political climate here.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, and I'm a past Ralph Nader supporter as well, and I took a lot of stick from more mainstream progressives who were supporters of the Democratic Party for that. And to that I say, you know what? You can do that sort of electoral calculus all day long if you want to. But at the end of the day, I believe that you should vote for the person you think is the best candidate, period.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Now, is she going to be on the ballot?
As far as I know, she will be.
Okay.
I could be wrong about that, but that's my understanding.
You have to get a certain amount of you have to get a certain amount of support, a certain amount of, doesn't she have to collect a certain number of signatures? I don't know exactly how that works, although I thought that the Green Party might already have that threshold.
I don't know. It's a good question. It might be worth spending a show in the future looking at the viability of third parties in this country.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir, for the call. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
All right, we're going to go back to Pledge Central. And Ani, how's it looking back there? Hello?
Oh,
hey,
there I am.
Hey.
Look at that. I just have to hold this wire here with my hand. It's an exciting morning, actually, here at KBOO. It's the ultimate morning of our spring membership drive, and we are hearing from people, and it's fantastic, Abe.
I feel like I should break into song, but I won't.
Later. I think that might be in order. We have about $1,000 to raise during your show this morning.
Oh, we can do that.
We can do it. And we can do it with people calling in. 877-500-5266, like Andy and Sylvia did this morning. Thank you so very much for becoming new sustaining members. Fantastic.
We love new members.
We think that's fantastic. And we want to thank Wendy in Portland for renewing her membership and Kristen for renewing her membership. Thank you ever so much. Also Bones in Portland for renewing. Thank you. And Sarah, thank you very much for becoming a new member. This is a fantastic morning for joining KBOO or renewing your membership to KBOO. It is the last morning of our spring membership drive. It is the Festival of the Last Minute Pledgers.
That's right.
877-500-5266. We have $25,000 left to raise today. And actually, I know we've already raised a couple thousand of that this morning. So let's just say $23,000 left to raise. And we can do it with your support, your help right now at 877-500-5266. You can bring your credit card to the phone and give us an additional gift. Maybe you've been a sustaining member for a little while now and you realize that $8 a month or $10 a month doesn't really impact your budget all that much. And maybe you want to kick down just an extra $30 this morning because you know that we're doing good stuff and you want to be involved. You want to give it a little extra boost. That would be fantastic to help us close up this spring membership drive, and to do it quite successfully, we have to raise $23,000 by midnight tonight. Be a part. 877-500-5266.
You know, I've often found that I do my very best work under deadline for some reason.
It's true.
Yeah,
right?
It is. So I'm thinking that right now, you know, people will be able to donate in an even more spectacular fashion with verve and panache than they would otherwise.
Much more panache.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't just contribute in style.
That's it. Panache is welcomed here. 877-500-5266. Maybe you're not quite as panache-y this morning. Maybe you're feeling a little quiet. Maybe you want to do it quietly, silently online in your cube. You can do it safely and securely. KBOO.FM. Just do it now. This is a great time to get involved. It is our last day of the spring membership drive. I've been handed a note. We've raised actually over $3,000 this morning since 6 a.m. That is fantastic.
That's quite a morning.
Isn't it? Let's continue that support right now because I got to say, if that support keeps on going, that momentum keeps on trucking, we will in fact reach our ultimate goal tonight. So that is super fantastic. Do give us a call right now and do add your strength to this community radio resource. 877-500-5266.
Well, thank you very much, Ani, and we'll be back with you here in a few minutes to check in on our progress. I want to reiterate something here. You are a member of this community. You depend on KBOO for so many things. There are so many ways in which it enriches your life. Well, we are also are part of that community. We are by and of and for the people, and we are here to serve you. I like to think of KBOO as the connective tissue that knits together all the diverse communities that make Portland and the greater region such a wonderful place to live. And I guarantee you, you would miss this place if it were not on the air. And that's why it's on you this morning. Pick up the phone, 877-500-5266. Yes, I am making this your personal responsibility. If you like this program, if you like all the other news and public affairs programs on KBOO, if you love the incredible array of music on this radio station, then step up Take responsibility. Be an active agent in your community. Be the change you want to see in the world by, you know, making sure this radio station doesn't change. I know it's a little bit of a conundrum, but there you have it. 877-500-5266. Also, call up today. Be part of the conversation on this program. 503-231-8187. I want to hear what your ideal American society or even your ideal local society looks like. And I want to know, how do we get there? Do we get there with working with existing institutions? Do we knock down those institutions and start again? Do we call another constitutional convention? Do we secede from the Union? Do we opt for anarchy? What is on your mind? Let's go to the phones. Francis, good morning.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine. I remember when KBOO first started.
No way, really?
I've been listening for a long, long time.
Well, right on, Francis.
Joe's been there forever.
It's true. He has.
I want this election to turn out where Bernie Sanders is president. That's what I want. I can remember the Vietnam War protests, and this superdelegate thing started when McGovern really had an opportunity to maybe take the election, and the powers that be formed these superdelegates. I think, to me, it seemed like, I was very young then, that it was done to prevent McGovern from being president. So this time, I'm hoping we do it a little different. And I think Bernie Sanders is willing to take it all the way. And I believe he will do that. I'm concerned that, as we know, the corporate interests have dominated everything, even in the media. The way just everything's portrayed in the media is really kind of appalling. But I do remember when Reagan was elected, and I felt the same way about Reagan as most people do about Trump, that movie star. And I really didn't like Reagan. I didn't like it when he was governor of California. And I was appalled that he was elected.
Remember when he got upstaged by the monkey in that movie?
No.
Oh, no?
No. What movie?
Bedtime for Bonzo. Yeah, he starred alongside a chimp.
Oh, well, I never watched any movie that Ronald Reagan was in, so I don't know. But I believe that Bernie Sanders is for real, and he's been dealing with this. People say he's a one-issue person, but the issues that he's dealing with encompasses everything. The way the corporate control of everything, and this. In my ideal world, and people might think this is corny, but if you think about it, it's real. If we thought about how anything we chose to do affected the children and the babies, there's a whole lot of things we would not do, and especially bombings. That would not happen. We would find another way for people in this world to meet and talk with each other.
Simple humanity became part of our political calculations?
And for the people in this country right now to be so out of touch with the trauma and the misery and the pain and the... it's terrible what's happening in the Middle East to people, to children. What's happening there is terrible. It's terrible that there's little children in this country in solitary confinement. It's terrible that there's mass incarceration of young people because somebody called them super predators, and that made it okay to do whatever you wanted to do to them. You know, if we started thinking more about how what we do affects the young ones, we would do things a whole lot different.
You know,
including climate change and everything.
I couldn't have said that any better, Francis. I really appreciate your contributions every week to this show, and I really appreciate your support. Thank you.
All right. You take care.
You do. You do the same.
Bye-bye.
All right. 503-231-8187 is the number to call to take part in this conversation. However, there's a more important number this morning, 877-500-5266. That is the number that empowers you to become a part of the KBOO family, become a member in your community radio station. That's gives you some skin in the game. because, well, let's let Ani describe how this all works. How you doing, Ani?
I'm doing okay. How are you, Abe?
I'm well, thanks.
You know, the show's sounding good.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I am excited because people are joining KBOO this morning, and it is a beautiful spring morning. It is a great ending to our spring membership drive. I want to thank Lanya in Portland. Thank you so very much for becoming a new member.
All right.
Yes, I appreciate our partnership with Rosemary Anderson. Fantastic. We thank you. We welcome you on in. And we want to, you know, invite a couple of your neighbors in as well. Right now, it is your time to pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. Help us raise this $1,000 this morning for the Abe and Joe Show. And, you know, sans Joe this morning. It's true.
It's true.
But here we are, forging on, community, you know, just carrying on as we must. And now it is, in fact, your opportunity to join us. With your strength, adding your support, you know, each of us becomes stronger. It's pretty much the idea of collective action. And as we all know, collective action gets the goods. 877.
Ain't that the truth?
It is, right? And it's fun. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to jump on into your community radio station. You can do it very simply, very easily. Just takes a couple minutes of your time right now, and you can connect in with Ender or with Natasha or with Monica. And we are here waiting to talk to you because we love you. We are the community radio station. You are the community. Together we do great and mighty things. 877-500-5266. You can contribute monthly. You know, I personally give $20 a month. It's a little bit more than an hour's wage because I really wanted the hoodie. Let's face facts. The hoodie is cool.
It's all about the motivation.
It is, right? And I love wearing my KBOO hoodie, and it's got the beautiful little star KBOO logo on it. And I know when I'm out and about, people look at it and they're like, ah, you listen to KBOO too. It's like, you know, there's this little high sign that we give each other. It's a great sort of thing, I got to say. It shows that, in fact, you are a part of this thinking crowd that values the free flow of information unfettered by corporate interests, that you want to dig deep behind current events and topical interests into actually getting the context out, thinking about why things are happening, not just that things are happening. And then you can actually figure out what you can do about it. It's a great club, if you will, to be a part of. Join us this morning, right now, 877-500-5266. $10 a month, $15 a month. Maybe you want to get the KBOO hoodie. There's still some left. I didn't take them all. You can do $20 a month, and that's a wonderful amount of support to your community radio station, 877-500-5266.
You know, it is a great club to be a part of, but you don't have to be rich. You don't have to be white. You don't have to be male. All you really have to do is be. You have to be a part of this community. That's all that it takes. You know, that in a telephone. 877-500-5266. It's easy. It's quick. It's fast. It feels good. You won't have any regrets, I promise.
It's so true. Regretless radio.
That's right.
877-500-5266. Mornings of passion. No regret by the afternoon.
That's right. There is regretful radio out there, and I'm sure you've heard it. I don't need to say any more about that.
Regrettable. 877-500-5266. You know, we also have tickets. Because we know we don't just live by current events and news and information alone. We have whole beings that need to be nurtured. And we have a lot of tickets in oh so many genres to give away and to entice your membership. Let's just say that. And I got to say, there's some really cool things out there. For your $75 contribution, we'd love to give you tickets to see Ziggy Marley and Steel Pulse coming up in August at the Oregon Zoo. You could do that with your $75 contribution, Ziggy Marley and Steel Pulse. You could also say, on the entirely other end of the spectrum, Napalm Death and the Melvins for your $50 contribution.
That's just how we roll.
You know, and I like both bands. What can I do? You know, I mean, I'm kind of eclectic in that way.
You know, these are the problems you want to have.
Yes. Napalm Death and the Melvins coming to the Roseland. Oh, gee, that's tonight. You got to get on that one right now. $50 contribution would take you to that show. Got to say, the Sierra Nevada World Music Festival, right? Down in Boonville, California.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard about this thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Epic.
It's beautiful down there.
Shocks of Sheba, our very own DJs, play a set down there. They are welcomed guests. And we have a single ticket for $150 contribution, which is actually cheaper than you can buy it now anywhere. So that's a $175 retail value for your $150 contribution to KBOO.
What? You get a discount?
It's true. You support community radio and you get to go see an amazing music festival, the Sierra Nevada World Music Fest. All of this can be yours. Your key to the door is 877-500-5266. And really, you know that the thing that you get is KBOO in your ear. You get KBOO in your ear all day, every day, so that you can stay informed, you can stay connected. You are a part of this community. Now we're asking you to step forward and reciprocate, close the gap, and contribute a little of your hard-earned money so that we can keep this momentum going this morning. We've had a fantastic morning here at the last day of our spring membership drive. The only thing we're missing is you. 877-500-5266. Put it off no longer. This is your time. 877-500-5266.
Thank you, Ani, and we'll be back shortly to check in with you. All right, this is the Abe and Joe Talk Radio program. Joe can't be with us today, so I'm holding down the fort here. You know, that's not entirely true. I'm holding down the fort, but also here today is a squad of unbelievable volunteers back in Pledge Central, ready to pick up the phone and take your contribution and help you become a member of KBOO. We certainly appreciate their presence and their help and their dedication and their love of their community. Mark writes into the show at Facebook, that's facebook.com/Abe and Joe, to say, Bernie is the electable one. He creates public spirit by emphasizing FDR, the New Deal, a caring government, and a social contract where generations trust one another. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said, when the state trusts citizens, citizens trust the state. Vancouver, BC has 26 community centers that have a cushioning and multiplying effect and serve as surrogate counseling and classroom possibilities. Working and non-working people alike feel they are included and welcome in the modern world, just as KBOO is the connective tissue that makes life human and worthwhile. Thank you, Mark, for those kind words. And if you agree with Mark, you too can become a member of KBOO. 877-500-5266. Let's go to the phones. Oh, sorry. Thought we had somebody standing by. If you want to take part in this conversation, now is your opportunity. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. Coming up this morning on KBOO at 9, an alternative radio journalist and author Thomas Frank speaks on Hey Liberal, Listen Up. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, on stage and studio, D. May Roberts welcomes guests from the Oregon Shakespeare Festival and Portland Center Stage. And at 11:30 on Art Focus, we'll hear from Portland poet, acrobat, and architect Shayla Lawson about her latest collection, Pantone. All this and more coming up on your community radio station, KBOO. So, I'm interested in a couple things this morning. First and foremost, if you're not a member of this radio station, I want to see you become one. It's very simple. 877-500-5266 is a number to call. There are so many reasons why that is a good choice for you. And you're going to hear some of those reasons throughout the rest of this program on today, the final day of KBOO's spring membership drive. Secondly, I'm interested in your thoughts on the election season. And more than that, I'm interested in your thoughts about how we make a better society for everyone, and how we get there. What does that society look like for you? If you had a magic wand and could live in any sort of conditions, in any sort of governmental organization or lack thereof, that you could possibly wish for, what would that be? And what is the path to that objective? Do we work within existing constitutional institutions and electoral mechanisms? Do those institutions and mechanisms need an overhaul? Do those institutions and mechanisms need to be scrapped entirely? I want to know what's on your mind and how do we get there? But I will say this unequivocally. Whatever your ideal society looks like, if you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, I'm betting that KBOO fits into that picture in some way or other. 503-231-8187 is the number to call to be a part of this conversation. We're also taking your comments on Facebook, facebook.com/Abe and Joe. We're also taking your tweets at HonestAbe72. Revolution Livestream on the Twitter machine writes in to say, why Trump? Question mark. They don't have to hide it anymore. They have a drone army and a global spy machine. He is a one percenter with a huge ego, and he wants it all. Kind of hard to argue with that, I would say. Trump is indeed a one percenter with a massive ego, and he wants it all. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. I want to hear from you what an ideal community looks like from your perspective. Let's go to the phones. Derek, what's on your mind?
Well, I didn't expect to get on so fast. Let me see here. Voting is super important.
Yes, it is.
But what's far more important than checking a box once a year is getting involved in a more serious way, putting in hours, or if you're a very busy person on a salary, then putting in money. And what I'm going to do is step up to the hour a month level, but when I call right back here in a second, because I don't have the hours, the time to put in, but I am on a salary. I'm lucky to have a job that's really reliable, and I can spend an hour of my job every month contributing to KBOO.
Well, good on you. We appreciate
that. If you've got time, volunteer, go to the protest marches, work in the community. If you've got no time because you're working so hard for money, then put in some money. And that's how we change the society.
Well, right on. I appreciate your call and your support as well. Now, tell us what you mean by when you say the hour a month model. What do you mean by that?
Various people over this pledge drive have been talking about contributing at a level that sort of equals the level of the playing field in sort of a progressive way, so that everybody, instead of saying contributing $5 a month, contribute an hour of your monthly salary.
Oh, I see. So 1 hour's worth of labor, whatever it is you're paid to do what you do,
Thank you, yes.
Contribute that to KBOO every month.
Exactly.
I think that makes a lot of sense on a lot of levels.
I would love to volunteer for an hour, but juggling the schedule, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'm not going to volunteer for an hour. I'm going to spend an hour at work, and I'm going to put that hour at the KBOO.
Right on. I think that's a great idea. That's a great plan.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to call right back.
Right on. Thanks, man.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it. You heard it right there. That's how it works. Here's a guy who called up, and he explained why KBOO is important to him. He talked about our path to a more enlightened society, about how engagement in the voting and electoral process is of utmost importance. And then he described a way to contribute and support KBOO in a manner that is proportionate to one's income in the larger world, that is just, that is doable, and that makes a lasting difference. That's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're talking about. So the other thing I want to hear from you about today, in addition to how, you just became a brand new member of KBOO, I definitely want to hear about that. I want to hear about your ideal community, your ideal society, what it looks like. How do we get there? Here's some thoughts I've had recently on that particular subject. Looking at the United States of America, we have become, for all intents and purposes, not in the way... Let me back up for 1 second. We have become, for all intents and purposes, a world-wrapping empire. Not so much in the way that our immediate predecessor, the British Empire, was. We don't have colonies around the world where the American flag is flying. We don't have we don't put a lot of effort into making the world England the way the British did. Our empire is a capitalist one. It is an empire of finance. It is an empire of commerce. I think that our country, with 330 million people and a global capitalist apparatus that sustains it with its fingers everywhere in the world, has become a large and unwieldy thing. We are an incredibly diverse and disparate population. to the point that you can see clear regional divisions in the way people think, in the way they live, and in the way they want to live. A perfect example is the way we do things here in Portland and in the larger Pacific Northwest compared to, say, the old Confederacy. Now, I'm painting with a broad brush here, but I think you can see some pretty distinct divisions in community values between the Pacific Northwest and the Old South. So I'm putting this to you, listeners. Would it make more sense if the United States were broken up into smaller regional sovereign nations that would hopefully remain friendly with one another, of course? Would this make more sense from a governance perspective? Would it be less ponderous and unwieldy for us here in Cascadia to manage our own affairs, to draw up our own political subdivisions, to organize ourselves the way we see fit, to enact environmental and labor policy that's in line with our collective values as a region, to better manage our natural resources in a way we feel is sustainable and positive? Does that make more sense than to try to rehabilitate the rusted husk of American governance? Sometimes I think that it is. Now, before you get all fired up here, no, I'm not calling for the secession of the Cascadia bioregion. I'm merely speculating that that sort of organization might work better than the national government does based out of Washington, D.C., the national government that is entirely bought and paid for by the wealthiest among us, a national government that is dedicated only to enriching the interests of its donor class and no one else. A national government that is interested only in facilitating the continued spread of global capitalism and the instantaneous movement of capital around the world. That is only interested in finding new sources of labor to exploit, to create goods that are then shipped back here and fed into the consumer machine that is the American domestic economy. I think a series of smaller regional nations might be a more enlightened way to organize ourselves, not just here in the Pacific Northwest, but all over the nation. Perhaps smaller is the way to go toward a more humane, more enlightened, more sustainable future. But whatever that future looks like, KBOO is a part of it. I guarantee you, 877-500-5266 is the number to call to become a member of KBOO. If you want to contribute on the internet, you can do that as well. Point your internet machine to kboo.fm. Click on the tip jar. Oh, no! I'm wrong. The tip jar is gone. Click on the donate button. It's on the left-hand side of your screen. See, click on the tip jar just rolls off the tongue, and we've been saying it for so long. It's not there anymore. I got to remind myself that that's the case. Click on the donate button. It's on the left-hand side of the screen. And from there, it's just a few quick and easy steps away, and you are a member of KBOO. It's just that easy. So I want to hear your thoughts today on your ideal community, your ideal society, your ideal civilization, what it looks like, what its characteristics are, how it's organized, how its leaders are chosen, and what is the path there from where we sit this morning on the final day of KBOO's spring membership drive. 503-231-8187 is the number to call if you want to share your thoughts on that particular topic or on any topic that might be bouncing around your beautiful brain this morning, because hey, it's the membership drive, which means all bets are off, anything goes. The rule book has been tossed out the window. You can call up and talk about anything within reason, of course. This is a family show after all. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. If you'd like to leave a written comment because you're not able to get on the phone, you can do that too. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/Abe and Joe. Take a flyby, have a look at our show page, maybe click the like button, because our self-esteem is irredeemably and irretrievably tied to how many people click the like button on Facebook. That's an unfortunate truth of the digital age in which we live. There you have it. 503-231-8187 is the number to call to talk on this program, but there's a better number. There is a bigger number. It is 877-500-5266. That is the number you call to become a member of KBOO. Let's go to the phones. Who do we have, Steve? Nope. We've just been warned away from that particular call. Let's go back to Ani in Pledge Central.
I gotta love an engineer that takes a guiding hand in the show.
That's, you should have seen the look on Steve's face just now. It's like, no, you don't want this guy.
Okay, we're warned off. Okay, okay. All right, cool. So what we're doing here this morning is raising support for community radio, KBOO. You know why you're listening. You're listening because you want to go deep beneath the headlines. You actually want to be a part of this public discourse that local talk radio provides. We allow this opportunity to really chew into some issues and share our thoughts and ideas with each other, because that's actually how things happen. That's how change is made. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to support this resource that supports so many things. Right now, your contribution, I gotta love the man that just called into your show and encouraged people to give that hour's wage every month. It is such an easy way for so many in our community to give and support KBOO Community Radio this morning. Stop what you're doing right now for just one moment and take this moment to have some right action in your life. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. You can bring your credit card to the phone and become a member of KBOO instantaneously. You can set up a contribution to be withdrawn from your checking account every month. Just takes a couple of moments. If it's easier for you to do that from a debit card, that's also possible. Let us know how you'd like to contribute and how much you'd like to contribute, and we'll take care of the rest. We just want to know that you're there, that you're participating, that you actually back what you believe in with a little of your hard-earned money. 877-500-5266. We're looking to raise that $1,000 this morning to keep the momentum up for today, and we can do it, but only with your call right now. 877-500-5266. Online, you can catch us at kboo.fm, and you can get that donate button. It's actually on the right side of the page, but you know, it's maybe you're looking at a mirror. Who knows where that donate button is, but it's red and it says donate. You can't miss it.
Can't miss it. Pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. kboo.fm. 877-500-5266. There's also the nifty new phone app, so KBOO can be in your pocket anywhere you are. KBOO's with you, your community right there on your smartphone, your connection, and you can also contribute from that app very easily. However you choose to do it right now. We have to raise about, we're looking at raising about $22,000 yet today before midnight tonight to end our membership in a flash and flare of success. and we can. I know we can, because I really do believe in collective action. I know. I've seen the power of people. I have seen us come together and do great things. And right now, we need to come together and support KBOO Community Radio. I do it. Abe does it. Come on. Do it. Be part of this. It's an amazing resource. 877.
All the cool kids are doing it.
You know, I was going to say that. And I waved myself off at the last moment.
I'll go there, Ani. Thank you. I have no shame.
Thank you, Abe. Shameless. I love that about you, man. 877-500-5266. We're having a great time here at KBOO. I love coming in and supporting other talk radio programs and other talk radio hosts. We have this little micro community at the station because, you know, we're really talkative. And it's nice to actually get to see each other, you know, this early in the day, as you know, we tend to stick to our own individual days. So I love the membership drives, and I get to come in and say, hi, Abe.
Hey, Ani.
Thanks for doing what you do.
Yeah, you too. Back at you.
Hey, and you know, this is what we do through the auspices of KBOO. We want to contribute to the public dialogue, right? We want to contribute to the discourse to actually have people think deeply about changing the world. I love your question today, Abe. What does the ideal society look like? Because we have so many different visions, and we don't often really get a chance to chew into that, to dig down into that. We know what we don't want. Right? We have all these knee-jerk reactions. Oh, we don't want that. We don't want to see that. We don't want that over there either. But what do we want? How can we vision that, and how can we build it together? KBOO is a part of that picture. And right now we're asking you to make sure that your ideal society contains strong, independent media that allows us to continue these conversations, that allows us to share information that corporate-owned press would shy away from because it does not serve their interests. If it doesn't serve their interests, they're not going to back it. What we do is we serve the interests of community. And so that means the community has to back it. Please do call right now with your support at 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm.
Thank you, Ani, and we'll be back with you in a few minutes to check right in. On. Really appreciate your efforts. And everybody back there in Pledge Central, thank you all so much. This is the Abe and Joe Talk Radio program. You just heard Ani back there in Pledge Central. We are signing up new members of KBOO today. I encourage you to jump on that bandwagon. It feels good. A new study out by the KBOO Institute proves that members of KBOO are more attractive to people of all genders. It's not just me saying this. This is science, people. Science! Let's go to the phones. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Abe.
Hi.
Hi. You posed two questions that I thought were really interesting, your ideal society one, and then a little bit later, should we break up the whole country into separate nations? And I just wanted to respond to each of those a little bit, if I could.
Sure.
First of all, the ideal society thing, I think, you know, I've been a healthcare professional my whole life and dealing with families, and I'm absolutely convinced that to have a really ideal society, you know, it sounds old and sophomoric to say this, but you really have to start with a very strong family unit, which means parents that know how to parent, know how to love kids, know how to create whole human beings who are healthy.
Susan, that is neither old nor sophomoric. That is wisdom. Okay. You are speaking wisdom right now.
Well, I mean, it's sort of the basis of everything. You can't force people to do that, and people come from very disparate backgrounds that don't always allow them to do that. But that having been said, I think starting with that basis, then you can develop values that say, you know, we work together despite differences. We take care of older people. We take care of those who are less fortunate, and that those concepts are all sort of built in. So that would be the ideal society that I would see. Your second question about the separate nations, for years I have felt going back and forth about the issue of does the United States really work as 50 little independent, almost independent little states within the broader context of the larger federal union? And sometimes I think that because we've got all these little states, each doing their own thing, that we're creating more problems for each other. The flip side of that, however, is we've lasted all this time with very different points of view, sometimes very different governments in the states, and we're still doing it, and we're still making it. It's difficult sometimes, but I think that in itself is sort of an exercise in greater democracy, and I find myself getting really annoyed when we make comparisons of the U.S., for example, to the Scandinavian countries, because it's like, or other European countries in some cases, because it's like comparing apples and oranges, you know. I mean, the U.S. is so unique, it's so much bigger, it has so much heterogeneity, et cetera, that we really are our own unique place. So I would say, let's just keep trying to make the national federal government work with all the little disparate units who disagree sometimes. And it's amazing to me that it has worked for so long and for the most part reasonably well. That's just the thoughts that I had on your two questions.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate your insights today. And okay. I think you're absolutely correct that a society founded on a strong family unit in which everyone is looked after, that is the bedrock for all of it. I think you're absolutely correct.
Okay. Thank you. And it's a wonderful program.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Oh, that was a great call. I really enjoyed that. Some interesting thoughts on regionalism. As I mentioned earlier, I've been thinking more along those lines recently. But at the same time, it's undeniable that the existence of a larger federal government in this country has been absolutely necessary and good at certain points in our history. For example, you know, I've been talking about regionalism, but there was a time when a specific region of this country wanted to enslave human beings who came from a specific cultural and genetic background. And they justified that on grounds of regionalism, saying that those states, that part of the country, should be left to make those sorts of decisions by itself. But the federal government thought otherwise and said no, that the notion all human beings are created equal renders invalid the concept of slavery. So that's an example of a larger federal government being a good thing. So it's a complex question, one that we probably won't be able to answer here this morning on this radio station, but we're going to try. Who's next? Let's go to the phones. Oh, sorry, we're back to Pledge Central.
Who knows whose turn it is? It's crazy down here.
I know,
this morning.
It's all over the map.
It's a wild and wacky spring day. And right now, we are appreciating that energy. We love the people coming in to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Come on in. Have a cup of coffee. Get a tour of the station. We'd love to meet you, show you around. And you can understand how your resources are put to use in service of your entire community when you walk through the door at 20 Southeast 8th, or perhaps you're picking up the phone and dialing 877-500-5266 and coming on into KBOO. It is so important to hear from you this morning. We've had great support since 6 a.m. this morning. We've raised over $3,000 so far.
Right on.
It is amazing, and we need to keep that momentum up if we're going to end successfully tonight at midnight. That's $120,000 raised for community radio. We'll be a part of the Festival of Last Minute Pledging. 877-500-5266. If you've held off this long, please give in. Just succumb and know that you are going to feel better about yourself, better about your life, and supportive of your community when you dial 877-500-5266. We are using your resources to improve our service so that you can get us in many ways. We have the new phone app that was developed this last year, our new website, which is way easier to use. You can get to podcasts and blogs much more simply. We are doing great things with your resources. And right now, we're asking you to continue supporting KBOO at 877-500-5266 so that we can raise that $1,000 this morning.
I've been envisioning these listeners out there waging this internal struggle like, do I pick up the phone? Oh, I don't know. Just do it. Pick up the phone.
Just do it. That's struggle no longer. Yes.
Put an end to your agony.
That's right. And you know, the anticipation, it starts like, am I gonna? Am I not gonna? I don't. Just do it. It'll be good. It'll feel like relief. Jenny in Damascus renewed this morning. Thank you. Thank you ever so much, Jenny. And thank you, Fred in Sandy, for renewing this morning. It is fabulous to hear from you. You know, it's great that we have people continuing their support at KBOO, and we also want new friends to join up. This is how we keep the community growing. And, you know, that's an important thing. 877-500-5266. The numbers to call this morning. You too can be a part of this community radio station. We'd love to have you. You can do it online quickly, quietly, easily, securely. There, in a no muss, no fuss kind of way, KBOO.FM. Or you can call and you can talk to one of our fabulous volunteers who are here right now waiting to answer your call. We have Ender. We have Natasha. We have Ray. We have Monica. We have me. I could throw headphones off. I could answer a phone. I did that earlier because it got super busy. I'd love to get that busy again. 877-500-5266. Raising your support this morning for the Joe and Abe Show, the Abe and Joe Show, the, you know, your names. They go back and forth.
They do. We're almost interchangeable.
You know, I believe these things. I believe. 877-500-5266, that number to call. Or, again, online, kboo.fm, centrally located in Southeast Portland at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. You can drop on in this morning, become a member in person, or pay your membership in person that you call in right now, 877-500-5266. Let us know that you are there, that you are a caring and concerned individual who wants to do the right thing for their community and the world. Know that KBOO's values actually encompass peace, justice, democracy, human rights, multiculturalism, environmentalism, freedom of expression, and social change.
And funky, funky tunes!
And super funky, funky tunes. It's true. And that's really incredible because I have to say I love music and I love news. And I think that the two kind of work to keep me a whole person. And right now, if you call in with your contribution of, oh gosh, really just about anything.
Yeah, really.
We can find you tickets.
Got some pocket change? We'll
yep.
take it.
Yep, for sure. You know, for example, for your $85 contribution, you could go see Andrew Bird coming to the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall.
I love that guy.
Right? Andrew Bird
of
coming.
Of the Squirrel Nut Zippers.
May 18th. $85 gets you a pair of tickets, and you are a member of KBOO Community Radio just like that. It's pretty dang cool. 877-500-5266. Whatever it is you want to give us, we would love to accept it. We really do want your participation here at KBOO Community Radio because your participation keeps us going. We are a community-based resource, and it takes community members to continue it, both supporting it financially as well as coming in. Everyone you hear on the air is volunteering to be on the air, right? Abe comes in as a volunteer. Steve comes in every morning pushing buttons, knobs, dials as a volunteer. We do this because we love the community, because we love being a part of the flow of information, because we love contributing to public discourse, because we want to change the world, damn it. And we want you there with us. 877-500-5266. You know what else we have? We have Northwest String Summit tickets.
Oh, my.
We've got a pair of tickets to the Northwest String Summit. Those are a $400 value, right? It's going to cost you $400 to get a pair of tickets to go see the Northwest String Summit. If you've never been to the Northwest String Summit, no, it's a three-day weekend pass. It includes bands like Railroad Earth, Green Sky Bluegrass, Yonder Mountain String Band, all
wow.
of these folks that you've actually heard on KBOO Fruition. They played live in the studio just last year during a membership drive special. The March 4th Marching Band, Steep Canyon Rangers. All of these folks I've actually heard play live on the station. You can get a pair of tickets to this three-day festival of roots music for a $365 contribution. That's right, $30 a month could take a pair of tickets to the Northwest String Summit. 877-500-5266. Just a couple moments left to raise that $1,000. I know we can do it with your support. We've got, a couple people on the phone, but that means we've got a couple phone lines left open, and we need to fill them up right now. 877-500-5266. Northwest String Summit, people.
All right. You know, we're so cool and so connected. It's like KBOO's an indispensable community resource or something.
It's a lot like that.
It is a lot like that. Yeah.
877-500-5266. We're having a great time this morning raising some support for community radio, but we need your call now. 877-500-5266. It's really a cool opportunity to become a member of KBOO. Your membership actually allows you to participate in our governance. You can join advisory committees as a member of KBOO. Our KBOO members actually are how we've remained KBOO for 48 years. We are the oldest independently operated community radio station in the country, and I think that's really worth crowing about, right? So your participation has allowed that to succeed, has allowed us to continue, and it is a great time to continue your participation right now. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266.
Thank you, Ani, and thank you everybody who's called up to become a member of KBOO today, or who has called up to renew or extend or boost or pick your verb, your membership. We appreciate it so very much. This is the Abe and Joe Talk Radio program. Really enjoyed our conversation today. John writes in to the Facebook page, facebook.com/Abe and Joe, to say this. Wish list, he writes, in no particular order. 1. Eliminate the Electoral College / Delegate Circus. 2. Replace it with an instant runoff system in which you pick the top 3 preferred candidates. 3. Overturn Citizens United. And 4. Single issue bills only. No riders, no additional issues, single issue bills. John, that is a pretty astute set of prescriptions right there. 503-231-8187. Let's go to the phones one more time, Steve. Helen, quickly, what's on your mind? Uh-oh, lost Helen. That's all right. We're pretty much to the end of the line here today. I want to thank everyone who took part in the conversation. I want you to think about today what we've talked about, what an ideal society looks like, how do we get there. Bear that in mind. I think we're going to be coming back to it on this program. Once again, become a member of KBOO. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. You can do so online as well, kboo.fm. It's quick. It's easy. It's part of what this makes this community so special, and we want you to be part of that family. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
It's coming from the field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. Disorder from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay. Democracy is coming to the USA.
This is David Barsamian, host of Alternative Radio, heard Tuesday mornings at 9 on KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Hood River, and Corvallis. I'm visiting Oregon in May and will appear in Portland on Friday, May 13th. I hope you can join me at the First Unitarian Church of Portland at 7 p.m. for this fundraising event for KBOO. Visit them online at kboo.fm for more information. I look forward to seeing you on my Saving the Planet tour.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners for donating food to our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by an anonymous donor. Lunch was provided by Bamboo Grove, located at 515 Southwest Carolina Street. Dinner was provided by Kuya's Cuisine at the Filipino-American Center of Portland, 8917 Southeast Stark Street.
Want to start?